I'd like to call the regular city council meeting to order. Joanna, would you call the roll, please?
Mayor Downing?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Snetzinger?
Here.
Councilmember Pies might be absent tonight. Councilmember Brown?
Here.
Councilmember Baker?
Here.
Councilmember Carrico?
Here.
Councilmember Dodge?
Here.
Councilmember Winicky?
Here.
Thank you. Would you stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Next, we have a proclamation, and then right after that, we have presentations. So I think I will just ask Council to join me down at the front right in while we do everything. So, okay.
No?
Okay. And then Marge Carlo is here to proclamation.
I've done seen her someplace.
You're coming down, you're staying up there.
Huh?
You're coming down.
Yeah.
Whoops, careful.
Little
bottle of joys. Okay. That's right.
First.
You're not going to get away.
Yes.
And Marge is the chair for the Relight for Life this year. And I'd like to present and read this proclamation to you. Whereas the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life event is an overnight slumber party under the stars to celebrate cancer survivorship and to remember those who have lost their battle with cancer. And whereas Relay for Life team members raise money for cancer research, education, advocacy, and patient support programs. And whereas at E.D. Raines Jr. Memorial Park on September 10th and 11th, friends, neighbors, and strangers will come together in a common quest to fight cancer and become friends for life. And whereas the Relay for Life has grown since the first relay event took place in 1986 with International Relay for Life events being held in communities spanning 19 countries outside of the United States. And whereas Relay for Life is a community gathering for families, corporations, hospitals, churches, and other civic groups are encouraged to participate. And whereas at the Relay for Life, crossing the finish line is not nearly as important as crossing the start line. Now, therefore, I, Joyce Downing, Mayor of the City of Northland, Colorado, do hereby proclaim September 10th and 11th, 2011, as Relay for Life Days at E.D. Raines Jr. Memorial Park, and encourage the entire community to come out and show your support for the Relay for Life. Dated at Northland, Colorado, this 25th day of August, 2011. Congratulations.
She gave me a chance to say something, so I will. Each of you got a sheet on your place with one purple glove. I invite you to come to our relay on September 10th because at 4:30 in the afternoon we are going to all join hands wearing purple gloves and circle the lake for show that we're fighting against that we're a united community fighting against cancer. And then we also have our Come Walk With Us, our Chain of Hope at between 1 and 5, and then we're going to have a memorial, I guess you'd call it a performance, remembering 9/11 at 6:30 p.m., and again at 7:30 a.m. on Sunday if you'd like to get up and come and join us. So I'm inviting all of City Council and staff and all the community to come and join us at Relay for Life. It's going to be fun. There's a lot. We have over 50 teams. We have 702, I believe it is, registered participants as of this afternoon, and so expect to raise over $100,000. Thank you.
Jenny? There she is.
Now we will have the Beautification Awards and also Magnificent Most Magnificent Tree Award. So I will turn it over to you for a moment.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Mayor and Council. I really appreciate your support of the Neighborhood Beautification Program. I think it's really important for our neighborhoods, and obviously it builds community, and so thank you for supporting it. This is the last of the awards for this summer. Hard to believe we're talking about the end of the summer already. And so without further ado, I want to recognize many families tonight, many of which are luckily here. This month is August, and so we have the Yard of the Month Awards, which we also give in June and July. And then in August, we have a separate special award called the Long-Term Home Beautiful Award. And those are for homes that we all know in our neighborhoods that really stand out. They're just always, you know, the one that you wish your yard looked like that. And so we're honoring those folks tonight also. And then at the end of both of those awards, we'll get to see one of North Glen's most magnificent trees. So I'm going to get the PowerPoint started here. Apologize. I would also like to thank our judges. We had 13 areas this year, and many dedicated volunteers that put in a lot of hours going through all the neighborhoods in North Glen. So thanks to those volunteer judges also. Okay, so we're going to start with the Yard of the Month Awards. And the first home is Jackie and Zayden Yamaguchi, 166 East 113th Place. And may I have the Yard of the Month Awards here? Those who did not, and those are on your journey. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. The next yard is Dale and Anita Trum at 524 West 116th Avenue. Okay, we have Lorraine Lynn at 1060 Phillips Drive. Home is Nancy Michaels, 1164 West 97th Avenue. We have Luann Grubb of 1267 East 111th Place. Thank you. Amy Ray and Hector Saldivar at 2661 East 111th Drive. Margaret and Louis Garcia, 10521 Marion Street. Barry and Sharon Buckaloo of 10553 Adams Street. Brian and Crystal Lehman, 10629 Varese Lane. Joan Lipinski, 10767 Livingston Street. Rusty and Sharon Fries, 10863 North Glen Drive. Joe and Gladys Duran, 11443 Fowler Drive. And we have Laretha, and Al's name is not here, but I know Al is here. Chubb, 11851 Gaylord Bay. Now we know why Al isn't up here with her, right? Long-Term Home Beautiful Award winners. And the first one is Greg and Bobby Kyle, 243 Garland Drive. Katie Retzer at 500 East 111th Place. Councilwoman Susan Klein asked me to explain what long-term home beautiful is. And as we said, just a brief description of it, it's the homes in the neighborhood that each of us just almost envy through the summer. They're just beautiful homes visually from all sides, and the yards are just amazing. Very, very outstanding yards. Just perfectly manicured. Hard to do. Impossible at my house. We have Luana Morgan at 1128 West 102nd Place. Linda Applehans, 2167 East 115th Place. Linda Stabler, 3093 East 109th Avenue. Jay and Jeanette Terry, 9980 Melody Drive. And then we have Betty, Dee, and Dalen at 10458 Quivis Street. Joe and, oh, I'm sorry, Alan and Sharon Tillery, 10563 Adams Street. One of our flower bed partners, Joe and Betty Abeda, 10911 Mildred Drive.
Thank you.
Okay, and last but certainly not least, Martha Gianetta, 11134 Park Vista Drive. Okay, and the next award is for our 2011 Most Magnificent Tree. This is the sixth year, that's hard to say, year that we've awarded a magnificent tree in North Glen, and we are Tree City USA, and we're celebrating 21 years of that, so very appropriate that we take a look at our most magnificent trees. This year we had 35 trees nominated. The judges had a really difficult time. They ended up honoring three honorable mention trees, and the winner of the most perfect, beautiful, magnificent ash tree is Jim and Betty Norn. I'd like them to come up.
While we're waiting for the room to clear, I see, as I'm looking into the audience, I see some Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts here. Are they earning their badges, or what do we...
This is one of the stands for Citizenship in the Community Merit Badge, and so I'm Stephen Hyatt. I'm the Scoutmaster for Troop 124, and we have a number of Scouts here. Citizenship in the Community is one of the required merit badges for Eagle Scout, and so they're here visiting a community meeting to fill out the primer.
Well, great. Thank you for bringing them. Thank you. All right, we will move on the agenda. And next is public invited to be heard. 5 minutes per speaker. Statements shall be related to city business and limited to matters of community interest. Is there anyone that would like to speak to council for up to 5 minutes? Tom.
Hi, Mayor. Hi, Council. My name is Tom Rapp, and my connection to North Glen is through the Stonehocker Community Garden and the Community Gardens Co-op. And that's why I'm here tonight, to give you a quick update on what's happening and let you know about an event we have coming up as well. The mayor and I go back to when I was an assistant principal at North Glen Middle, and we were working on the beginnings of restoring the Stonehocker property, and we had some of my kids at that time involved. And we looked at the area, which is now where the community garden is, and said, someday we should do a garden. Well, time has passed. Some of you may have been around in about 2003 when, in my job as the director of RSVP at Senior Hub, we started the garden over at Crossroads Community, Crossroads Assisted Living Center. And council gave us over three years, they gave us little awards that helped us to make that a possibility. Well, in about 2006, the county did a study and said that they wanted to look at the security, food security in the county. And the result of that was one of the things that was needed was more community gardens. Well, we had a model that was already working at Crossroads, and we said, well, maybe we could duplicate that across the county a few times. And so I worked with the mayor and some of the other folks, and we're now up to 20 gardens, two of which are in North Glen. Our big one is in North Glen at Stonehocker Historic Property. And just to let you know where that's happening, and the philosophy is that each of those gardens is not just for the gardeners, but it's to provide food to the food banks in the area. And over the years, we've added to that. North Glen gardens have provided almost half of what we donate because of the big garden at Stonehocker. And last year, as a group of the 20 gardens, we gave almost 15,000 servings of food to area food banks. This year, we're already at 12,000. And we got about a month and a half to go, so we think we'll go screaming right on by that's
amazing.
Our record from last time. Just for example, Saturday 2 weeks ago, when I picked with my wife, we picked 700 and some servings and prepared it, and we took it to five area food banks, three of which are here in North Glen.
Wow.
You know,
that's amazing.
The people love it. Immaculate Heart sees us coming, and they But what I wanted to tell you about is on September 10th, and this is just prior to the relay, so it all will work together, but September 10th is our annual end of garden kind of harvest potluck for all of the gardens and all the gardeners, and it's there at Stonehocker. And that's always from 12 to 2. Well, this year, because the day after is 9/11, there was an opportunity for me to write a grant to get some funding for a tribute that we could place there. So I talked to the mayor, and we said, well, what we could do is we can put a large tree outside the garden because it's nice for the gardeners to have a place to get out of the sun, right? So we're going to place a nice size tree, probably a big apple or a big cherry, outside of that garden area. We want to fence it, put a little plaque on it in remembrance of 9/11 and those that perished, so we don't ever forget, and then put a little fence, put a little bit of paving around it, and put a couple of nice benches on it. And so that's our ideal. It won't all happen on the 10th, but we want to plant the tree on the 10th. We're going to do that at noon, and then our potluck follows. So we'd like to invite you all to come, you know, and I'm asking the public to come too, but we need to have you bring something to eat because we can't provide enough for everybody, okay? But it's a potluck. If you bring something or bring something to give to a food bank, it doesn't have to be fresh produce. It could be cans and boxes, that kind of thing. Then we'd love to have you join us. And the ceremony will be at noon. And the only thing I'm asking of the city is the help in augering out the hole the day ahead, because this is going to be a big tree, and we need to have a little help to get that dug out. So if I can presume on the city to help me with that, I'll be in touch.
And we have chatted with the city manager about that. So.
All right. So, again, you're all invited. It'll be a nice remembrance of the 9/11, and it'll be something that'll be there in perpetuity, and it'll also provide a nice amenity for all of our gardeners out there. Thank you very much.
And, Tom, I just want to thank you for all your hard work, because you are there almost every Saturday and many times through the week. I mean, I know you are there, and you put in the hours, and your wife is also there. I know. I've seen her.
I usually help at home.
But I have seen you out there also working, so I really do thank you both. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. My name is Anita Gossett. I'm a resident on 101st Place here in North Glen. I would like to speak this evening in opposition to CB 1756, which is the medical marijuana residential grow.
That would be addressed in the public hearing.
I'm sorry, what?
When we call you up for the public invited to be heard, or a public hearing on the ordinance.
I'm sorry, I can't hear
you. If you come back, when I call for the public hearing on that ordinance, if you could come up and speak then.
Okay, you don't want to hear my comments now?
When we have the public.
This evening or some other time?
Yes, right now, right in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry, I see you're having a little. Doctor
Sean Reif, DC, Ward 1. Open letter to Commander Jim May, North Glen Police Department. The gangs and criminals in my neighborhood are growing up knowing that their rights trump their victims' rights. Every day there's another problem to fix. Our lives are impacted by these teen criminals, and the fear is worsening as situations if the police don't intervene. The soft approach to policing has not been working. The good people have to fix the damage that these cause. My flowers have twice been vandalized. My GPS has been stolen out of my car. Late night street parties till 5 a.m. These teenagers merit themselves too good to go to jail. They have dropped our neighborhood into the gutter. Decent people have to suffer because these hooligans believe it's okay to behave like this. They believe that it is their human right as minor children. Our police force has been trained not to upset these criminals. There is no excuse for criminal damage. These youths are unable to behave like civilized human beings. Our city's first priority is protection of the people. And this is done by the police. Citizens must watch to ensure that vandalism and violence is not repeated tonight, every night. And while city employees aren't required residency, we live here with a threat of violence. They're begging for dollars as our cars pull up into our driveways. Just a dollar to go down to the 7-Eleven. It's like coercion. They come to our front door. They put their cigarettes out in our flower pots. There are laws in place in this state that these activities are illegal. It is these teens who are out of control. On a different subject, the politicians fall in line with the mayor with the slightest or no reason, no discussion. It undermines what checks and balances are in our city charter. When you ram through resolutions, it makes it impossible for the public to fully understand their ramifications and for citizens to provide adequate feedback. The council is taking North Glen down a dark path away from our conservative values. Carried away by unchecked power, they trample the democratic process as they rush to do favors for the staff at the expense of working families. Public employees' benefits should be reined in. is that staff are drawn to the immediate reward and less likely to think ahead and think about the future. Part of growing up into councilmen is learning to be responsible for the taxpayers' money. Northland is quickly going broke. We will take another $4 million out of reserve savings in this year, 2011. Do more with less while maintaining service levels. The city is operating through its reserves. There must be efficiency in the way that you provide these services, because these services are critical to the quality of our lives. Remember, we live here.
You have 1 minute.
Thank you. Public employees have benefits that we can only dream of. Paid holiday, paid health insurance, pension, dental, travel reimbursement. Our Northland municipal bureaucracy is loaded with overcompensated personnel and indifferent employees enjoying the opulence. The elected officials are indifferent to making any changes. Discipline is doing something that you don't want to do when you don't want to do it. We are not the tail that wags the dog. We are the dog. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Pardon me?
Could I speak?
Let's just go through this. Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to speak either to council for up to 5 minutes? Seeing no one approach, we'll just move on the agenda. And next is the consent agenda.
Move to approve.
Second. Discussion? Hearing none, please open the vote.
The vote is open.
And you're going to have to forgive me. For some reason, my... For some reason, I don't have my vote.
I got it.
Okay, let's see. Did we not? I did, but then it went away. So I'll just do it again. Okay.
We'll close that vote, and the consent agenda passes unanimously.
Okay, next I'll move to public hearings. The first one is CB 1755.
A bill for an ordinance amending Article 2 of Chapter 18 of the North Glen Municipal Code by the addition of a new Section 18-2-6.5 governing special event permits.
I would now open the public hearing on CB 1755. Anyone speaking either for or against 1755? Is there anyone here that would like to speak either for or against CB 1755? Seeing no one approach, we'll close the public hearing on CB 1755. And the next one is CB 1756.
A bill for an ordinance amending Chapter 10 of the North Glen Municipal Code by the addition thereto of a new Article 19 entitled The Growing of Medical Marijuana in Residential Structures.
Before I open the public hearing, Corey, would you like to give us just a little summary of what we're doing?
Certainly. Mayor and members of the council, under Article 18, Section 14 of the Colorado Constitution, medical marijuana, there is an exception to the criminal laws for marijuana when it's used for medical purposes. What the Colorado Constitution doesn't address is how patients and their primary caregivers specifically cultivate. Over the years, for marijuana for one's personal consumption, that has ended up being, in many cases, in the home. This ordinance does not address the commercial sale of medical marijuana. Instead, it addresses those that grow it in their home, either patients or primary caregivers. There is nothing in the Colorado Constitution that regulates how it's done. What this does is amends North Glen's Municipal Code to assure that for those that are allowed to have medical marijuana, if they choose to grow it in their home, they have to follow the regulations set forth in this code provision. So, for example, it is limited in terms of the space it can be taken. There's assurances that it will be done in compliance with the building code, in compliance with water and sewer regulations, that there aren't any adverse impacts on the neighbors.
Okay. Thank you. I would now open the public hearing on CB 1756. Is there anyone that would like to speak either for or against 1756?
Okay, here we go. We'll try this again.
Okay.
I want to just speak in objection to 1756. I'm puzzled, first of all, why Northwind, the only municipality except for Boulder and Denver that has allowed this in our community. I'm very puzzled by why we allowed this to begin with, okay? But we did. My point this evening is to object to having the marijuana grown in residential homes, structures, whatever. I totally disagree with this for all the reasons that you know what's going to happen. You're just not going to be able to control it. People are going to be selling it out the front door, out the back door. It's happening now. People with carts, they're illegally selling this stuff, but they're not allowed to grow it in their homes. You know, it just should not be allowed to grow it in your home. I don't want my neighbors growing it. I don't want. I'm totally against the marijuana thing. I don't want my surgeon that operated on my foot to be smoking dope the night before or the morning before he does my surgery. I don't want my airplane pilot flying after he smoked it. I'm totally against this in every way. I don't want this in my neighborhood. I don't know if any of you know that there is a movement now to take names to have the issue put on the ballot that anyone of age in the state of Colorado can legally purchase and use marijuana. Are you aware of it?
No, I wasn't.
It's coming. Mm-hmm. They are taking in the grocery stores. They're doing. Petitions for you to sign up to put it on the ballot. My request this evening is that you vote this down and you wait for this to come up and for the citizens of the state of Colorado to vote yes or no for whoever to use it, you know, illegally. Okay? Please vote this down this evening. Enough harm to the city of North Glen. We have a black eye because we're the only municipality that allows this. Everyone has voted it down. The city of Fort Collins told them to get out. They went to court. The growers took them to court, and the court upheld the city. You can get rid of this in your city if you want to, because a precedent has been established. It happened this week. But please don't let this go any further. This is a blight on the city of North Glen, in the communities, in our neighborhoods. It sends the wrong message, to the kids, to our grandchildren that we're going to raise with values. Please reconsider this on your second vote and vote it down. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
I just wanted to say one more thing.
Sure.
How I broke my leg is that my house was breached.
In what way? What happened?
Someone was trying to break in. You know, and I'm totally convinced, I mean, people are, you know, they're committing crimes because, you know, to get money for dope. I fell down my staircase and I broke my leg, and I'm convinced. I know without a doubt that it was somebody who broke into my house and they wanted money, whatever I had. And but please, I beg you to vote this down this evening, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to either speak for or against 1756?
Dallas Briggs, Ward 1. I would echo the previous speaker's comments. And I would take exception to legal counsel that this is to ensure that no adverse effect on neighbors. I think that's a ridiculous statement. You have an ordinance that there is no way in this world you could enforce. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. So you can either stop it now and get rid of that, which you know is going to happen, or you can just let it go and let our city decay that much more. This is ridiculous. You absolutely have no way of controlling this once you get it in anybody's home. I'm not opposed to medical marijuana for a use, but you know that's not where a very large chunk of this is going to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Dallas. Is there anyone else who would like to speak either for or against 1756? Anyone else who would like to speak either for or against CB 1756? Seeing no one approach, we'll close the public hearing on 1756 and move to ordinance's second reading. Joanna?
The first one is CB 1755, a bill for an ordinance amending Article 2 of Chapter 18 of the North Glen Municipal Code by the addition of a new section 18-2-6.5 governing special event permits.
Move to approve.
Second. Discussion? Hearing none, please open the vote.
The vote is open.
Please vote.
Close that vote, and CB 1755 on second reading passes unanimously.
Okay, next is CB 1756. Joanna?
A bill for an ordinance amending Chapter 10 of the North Glen Municipal Code by the addition thereto of a new Article 19 entitled Growing of Medical Marijuana in Residential Structures.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion?
Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like Corey to explain to the audience reaffirmation of what the law is and what will happen if we do not place these restrictions.
Right. These restrictions are intended to regulate in an area that currently isn't regulated. It specifically would limit the amount of space, for example, that could be used for growing medical marijuana. Currently, there is not a limitation, specifically a space limitation. So this, by definition, would limit that area. It would create a secure area. It would be an area that would not couldn't be accessible to children, by way of example. It is intended, ultimately, to regulate something that is already occurring. The issue is that the cultivation is one of the core, quite frankly, use in one's own home as part of the core constitutional provision. This isn't the dispensaries that we're addressing. This is part of the core constitutional use by patients and their primary caregivers. And this limits that use and makes sure that that use is limited in a way that is compliant with all the building codes.
Thank you.
So, essentially, right now I could grow marijuana all over the inside of my house and all over the outside of my house. Hmm. Okay,
inside.
I'm exaggerating.
You could, if you and other family members were hypothetically either patients or right. primary caregivers, and let's say that there were three members of your family that were primary caregivers, that could soon allow up to six plants per patient, five patients for each primary caregiver. Suddenly, you could have a proliferation of plants that were beyond North Glen's regulation and consistent with state law.
Right.
So this would limit that number based on space.
Correct.
The reason it's based on space instead of plants is because plants can't be defined because they're in so many different levels of maturity, whether they're flowering or not, And so that's not an effective way, unfortunately, to regulate them, so it's done based on space and keeping it secure.
Anything else? Anyone else?
Mayor?
Yes.
Carol? I also understood from our study session when we talked about it that this was kind of setting some parameters for obviously the grower to operate within, but also for law enforcement to be able to go out and enforce. I don't even know how to say what I'm saying, but you know what I mean.
It is another tool in the toolbox for law enforcement because at this point, as a matter of a criminal law, they're stuck with having to figure out how many patients someone has and how many they might be a caregiver for. This is a code issue. So they're looking at an entirely different set of circumstances. Is there, for example, a backflow preventer if it's necessary for the water system? Is it being done in a way that is compliant with the building code, so you're not having extension cords coming from places they shouldn't come? So it's a whole different tool that law enforcement and our code officials can look at.
Right, so it enables them to go in and inspect if they have to, whereas right now without this, their hands are tied.
That is correct.
Okay.
The point I wanted to make, we haven't stated, is that a caregiver gets their license and permit from the state. We cannot stop that.
Right.
They can go into any residential home they want. We cannot stop that. So what we're trying to do is to limit the impact of it, because we can't stop it.
Right.
You just want to give them a license to do it.
They already have
the
license.
They're
already doing it. The state has already done it.
Well, the state's trumped us on this.
Anyone else wish to say anything? No? Please open the vote.
The vote is open.
Please vote.
We'll close that vote in CB 1756 on second reading. Passes unanimously.
Next, we move to resolutions. Joanna?
This is for CR 73, a resolution approving an agreement between the City of North Glen and DeFalco Construction Company for the 2011 Fire Hydrant Improvements Project.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, discussion? Herb?
Carol, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. You can go. I just want to know maybe how many hydrants we're talking about in this, if you can approximate that.
Good evening, Mayor, Council Members. David Willett, Director of Public Works. I believe there's about 20. I don't have the exact figures in front of me, but I can certainly email you that information tomorrow.
Okay. My question would be, when did we first notice the deterioration of these fire hydrants? How long have they been on the shelf and not getting fixed? I guess that's one of the questions I have on almost anything we have that's out there that is in a failed condition and we haven't fixed it. In this particular case, how long has this been?
Well, they're in a state of depreciation, if you will, but they're not in disrepair. They work. The problem with these fire hydrants is they don't make, they're old, and they don't make parts for them anymore. And then twofold, these particular fire hydrants do not have a shutoff valve from the water main. So we're doing two things. We're putting in a new valve and a new fire hydrant, the standard that we're currently using. But the hydrants are out there, are all safe, but we just can't get replacement parts for them anymore.
In other words, this is a not only is this a repair, this is also an improvement of our existing fire hydrants.
That's exactly right.
I didn't get that out of the resolution, but I guess, is it there?
That's what we're trying to accomplish, yes.
Thank you.
Any other?
To further answer, I mean, we started taking a look at this within the last year, as far as myself and the Public Works Director with regard to infrastructure in the city, and we'll continue to survey fire hydrants to see what condition they're in and if there's adequate numbers in meeting the standard of the distance between hydrants for both residential and commercial structures. But we began looking at this in about the last year, being on the conservative side.
Well, of course, I'm vitally concerned about all infrastructure defects that we have that are not repaired and we're not in process of repairing. Mm-hmm. And all of those trouble me deeply because it's a road to nowhere.
Right. Well, this is obviously a public safety issue also, and a good water distribution, fire water supply system helps keep down homeowners' insurance rates.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Yes, Gene.
In our capital improvement program, we don't have a hydrant replacement program?
We do not.
Not this year.
Well, I think what you're saying is that since we have the extra money now, we're going to replace these and then we're going to put them in the budget, when heretofore the problem wasn't on the radar. As far as our capital.
That's correct. We'll also coordinate with our street improvement program and survey those streets where we do overlays or other reconstruction to see if hydrants there need to be replaced, and also that we have the correct distance between hydrants and residential and or commercial structures.
So you're going to work a program up to integrate that with other projects in the future.
We're mapping out the fire hydrants now. We're doing a distance from various structures to see whether or not we have any gaps in that system, and also to go ahead and do that.
And just one more thing, the streets department has about an equal number of fire hydrants to replacing or upgrading to the modern standard, but those hydrants have valves in them, so they just have to work on the periphery of the right of way.
Are you saying that when the lines were originally put in, when the area was developed, there were not valves on the hydrants, any of them?
That's right, yes.
Just the valve in the hydrant itself.
Right.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, please open the vote.
The vote is open.
Thank you, David. Please vote.
I'll close that vote, and CR 73 passes unanimously.
Excuse me. Next is CR 78.
A resolution to authorize the city manager to issue a purchase order to C&L Water Solutions in an amount not to exceed $88,790 for the 105th Avenue and Grant Drive storm sewer repair.
Move to approve.
Second. Discussion?
Mayor?
Yes.
I have three issues or problems with this. The first is that the memo states where this is to be paid from. This is an $88,000 project. I pulled the budget up and I checked the supplemental appropriations, and the budget's accurate. You have $12,000 budgeted. You don't have 88. You got $12,000 in the account specified.
Okay. We had a discussion with council some time ago about supplemental appropriations, and that we are to keep track of those and would do them at the end of the year if they're required, because again, appropriations are made by the fund, not specific line items, and whether or not the fund would exceed the appropriation amount, and we'd make adjustments before year ends.
Okay. The second issue is that it states that this is going to be financed out of the water and sewer fund. This is a storm sewer, and it cannot be financed out of water and sewer per charter.
We did the storm sewer fund.
Yeah, that was storm sewer fund. That was an error in the memo.
So it is going to come out of the storm sewer fund? I kind of agree with Gene that the budget, I would have the same question when I read where it's going to come from. I think it would have been useful or nice to put in there that you plan to ask for a supplemental at the end of the year if those funds are not currently available. You hope to make it up through savings and other accounts, because I know that will probably occur. Mm-hmm. But just a little additional information there would ask.
Absolutely. Duly noted.
You'll specify that in the memo that an appropriation will supplemental will be done in the future on other such instances.
If we don't have savings in other areas.
Right.
And my apologies for putting it in notation. It just wasn't noticed during that process. Apologies.
All right. The other third question is the road is, and I looked at it closely today in the pipe, the road really needs to be repaired because of the settling.
Right.
All right? This project is going to put a slip line inside the old culvert. What about the road?
I'll repair the road with the in-house crews.
With what?
The in-house crews will do the road work.
In-house going to do all the road work? Right? Okay, that you could specify that too, because that you only brought us half the project.
Or the explanation, yeah. So, all right.
Okay, that's it.
Thanks, David. Any, yes?
David, I didn't answer this because I didn't notice it in here. How long is this project going to take, and when are you expecting it to take place?
The pipe project, the slip lining, will take place as soon as we get council approval tonight. They can mobilize, I hope, in the next couple of weeks, and it shouldn't take more than 3 or 4 days to do the work.
Okay, and what's the traffic impact going to be?
Well, the traffic impact would be significant, especially when we do the road work. We'll try to do that on a school holiday. You know, once the pipe is slip lined and grouted in the exterior, I believe the structural integrity is sound. Any kind of rain going through the pipe won't pull fines down into the pipe and further settle the road. So I think that will be mitigated. And when I have an opportunity, I think it would be the next school vacation, I would plan to do the road work or on a weekend.
Okay, so the road will be closed?
The road
completely.
Will have to be closed, yeah.
There'll be detours up and, mm-hmm. Okay. How are we going to notify the residents in that area who will be impacted?
We'll do door-to-door and okay. we'll leave tags on the doors, I'm sure.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. Please open the vote.
The vote is open.
Please vote.
We'll close that vote in CR 78 passes unanimously.
Next is CR 80.
A resolution approving a professional services agreement between the City of North Glen and Matrix Design Group Incorporated for the East 112th Avenue Conceptual Design Project.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion?
I'm just happy to see something happening on the East 112th Avenue. So even if it's just conceptual, it's all good. So.
It's very good, yes. Okay, any other comments? Okay, please open the vote.
The vote is open.
Please vote.
We'll close that vote, and CR 80 passes unanimously.
Next is CR 81.
A resolution approving an agreement between the City of North Glen and HDR Engineering Incorporated to provide engineering, design, and construction administration services for improvements to the chemical building at the City of North Glen Water Treatment Facility.
Move to approve.
Again. Discussion?
Mayor?
Yes.
The memo that you have is incomplete in that it states that it will be financed out of the proper fund and that there's $850 for design and construction. Now, this project is going to take $150,000. The budget for this project is $850,000, broken down as construction $765,000, design $85,000, not $150,000. There's no notation as to how this is going to be addressed. It should have been, the budget should have been stated that it's over budget by a lot.
Bill, can you?
I don't have my budget with me. I'm not able to answer that question tonight. I'd rather have the chance to respond to it at another time if that's a question that needs to be answered at this point.
Okay.
So I would think that we're going to have to adjust the budget in the 2012. It's not going to get done until next summer. So I imagine we're going to be looking at this in the 2012 budget. I mean, the design costs are what they are, so they're going to...
Agreed. My point is that I'm in favor of going ahead with the project, but the information given to us is inaccurate again.
Well, I'm sure the city manager will provide that additional information.
Yes.
Any other comments? Okay.
Please open the vote.
The vote is open.
Please vote.
We'll close that vote, and CR 81 passes unanimously.
Okay, next is an action item, response to Citizens Affairs Board regarding garage sales.
Mayor, I asked for this item to be on because we had the study session on, and it was apparent that the council was not in favor of having any code enforcement on the weekends. And I think we should have some form of limited code enforcement on the weekends. And as such, that's why I asked that it be added to the agenda so that we could address it. You have a chance to decide if you would like to have some, because the staff did give us an option, two options with regards
to weekend
operation, one seasonal, one year round. And as I said at that time, I'd like to see it, maybe on a seasonal basis if we're talking. I mean, it could be year round, but at least a start to get something done on the weekends. And so that's why I put it on so that you could decide yes or no.
Okay. And I thought through that study session and the presentation from staff, they also had said that was not one of the items they were working on strictly. They were looking at other things also, or not heavily involved with garage sales.
This goes beyond garage sales. It turned into an issue of whether or not code would work on the weekends.
Right, absolutely.
And that's the question before the council tonight.
Yes.
I'm not in favor of us mandating that they work weekends. I think that one of the comments that they made during their presentation was that the weekends gives the homeowners times to try to comply with issues that were done during the week. And I think if we have them out there on the weekends going back and double-checking and doing things, I think it'll send a bad message to our residents that we're just sitting there nitpicking them. And I think with the flexibility that they have now, they can monitor the garage sales on the weekends, even though that's not specifically what the entire recommendation was. And I think that they're fine, and if they need to adjust their schedule, they can certainly adjust it through the city manager if need be at that level. I think that the Jennifer Wing can adjust that, and I don't think that we need to mandate it that at all. I think that's too involved in the day-to-day management of the city.
Okay.
I couldn't agree more.
Irv?
I pretty much agree. However, I believe in this particular case, this issue should be first handled by the city manager, offering a solution for the problem. If the city manager is not capable of solving that problem, then he should bring it back to council, and they will offer him a ruling on what to do.
Okay. Thank you. Leslie.
I just want to say I agree totally with what Kim said, wholeheartedly on every aspect. I think that citizens need time to fix the problem that they've been given a citation or a warning on. So pounding them on the weekend isn't necessarily going to help that, I don't think. So I'm 100% with Kim on it.
Anybody else?
Mayor.
Yes.
The issue is whether or not there's anyone working on the weekends to catch problems be far beyond the garage sales. I mean, activities without building permits stands out. We do not have any code coverage on the weekends, limited or not. So, anyhow, I want to move that the council establish the policy that code enforcement should be provided on weekends.
Is there a second?
Yes, I would second that.
Okay. Any more discussion? Please open the vote. And this, I know.
You mean you didn't type that up?
And can I just clarify, was that a motion that code enforcement coverage be provided on weekends?
Yes. That the council policy is that code enforcement should be provided on the weekends.
The vote is open now.
Okay. Please vote.
will close that vote, and the motion fails. The affirmative votes cast by council members Baker, Klein, and Winicky.
Thank you. Next, we will move on the agenda to communications, and Kim.
I don't really have anything in particular except that I wanted to thank the Scout Troop 124 for coming in. Nice to have you here tonight. I had a little bit of an interesting night tonight, better than some nights, not as good as others, but you got to at least witness the public participation process and how we do our public hearings. So it was a good night to come for that. We don't always have those. So thank you all very much for coming, even though y'all look thrilled, excited. And enough yawns. Yeah, and that one's my nephew. So I really have to give out prop for him for showing up. And then I just have a couple of items that I would like to touch on and have addressed at a future meeting. And number one is Safe Street Halloween and council participation in that, if we want to do a booth again. 104th and I-25 bridge landscape maintenance. The bridge is awful. It looks horrible coming into the city, and I think we need to do something about the landscaping. Even though it's a CDOT maybe issue, I think it looks bad on the city with weeds that are 3 feet tall, and I just hate driving on it every day. And then the other one is, there was a letter to the editor today in the Sentinel regarding crime at the skate park and one of our residents not feeling safe going over to the park anymore. And so I'd just like to request some information from our police chief on what kind of calls they are getting, what the crime level is right now, and the things that they're responding to. I listen to the scanner quite a bit, and they do get a lot of calls. It seems like over there already they had to take the fence down, I think in part, because so many of the kids were jumping the fence, climbing through the fence, and I just think it would be nice to be able to respond to our residents who have issued the concern in the paper. So those are kind of three things that I'd like to see some information on, please. The first one, of course, is just us, yeah. Whether or not we want to do that again like we did last year.
Okay. Joe, do you have anything?
No.
Irv?
I'm neutral.
You're neutral. Okay. I just have one thing. The utility assistance program that the Community Foundation is actually working on is now ready to accept applications. In fact, I believe that we have some applications already, and the applications need to be in by September 1st for the first
review
session, I think that's right. And then they will be dispersed also in September. So I'm very excited about it. It took several months for everyone to get started and get on board with it, and I know we'll probably be making some minor changes as it goes on, but I applaud everybody for all their hard work, as I know it was. So.
Oh, well, I have to ask, how was the garage sale, Joyce?
The garage sale was very good. It was about a week ago. I believe that the treasurer said that we made almost
$900. Oh, that's
so
really
that
good.
Was really good. Yeah. I'm very happy and thank everyone that volunteered to help us. So, yes.
And I was out of town, or I would have been there.
I know.
I did attend the Jared Paulus was here for a town hall meeting on Tuesday night, and I talked to his chief of staff about the Rocky Flats and the federal government's decision to do away with the dams, and he feels like they're pretty much, they have no power over that. He suggested that we lobby the state, that the state has the actual power to put the kibosh on their proposal, mm-hmm. more than the congressman could do anything about. So that was just interesting to me.
That is interesting, you know, and we've been working with the Department of Health.
Right, and that's who he said we should put the pressure on.
Yeah, and so far they're not very receptive as far as working with us.
So it was a good turnout. It was an interesting discussion. Mm-hmm. That's all I have.
Good.
All I wanted to say is, you know, I think I really want to congratulate and thank Marge Carlo for leading that whole Relay for Life initiative. That's a huge undertaking, and what she has planned to raise that much money, over $100,000, is incredible. And thank you for walking and having a team. And what Tom shared with us was incredible, with the whole food bank and the community gardens. I mean, I'm just thrilled about that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I just really wanted to say thank you for everybody who participates in those things, because That's really makes a big difference, and it's incredible.
A lot of hard work.
Yeah.
A lot of volunteers.
Very impressed. So I thought it was really awesome.
Yeah. I'm very proud of our garden.
Yeah. So I just want to say thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to remind people that you've got your last mayor on the move on Monday.
That's right.
In Ward 1 at Al Thomas Park at 6:30. So we're excited to have you over there and ask questions. And then I also attended the Jared Polis with Susan, and it was really, it was a packed house in here, standing room only. It was a really lively discussion. I enjoyed every minute of it. People really got a chance to speak their minds about how they feel about the government, and it was interesting. So I'd like to see that happen more often here. It was really good. I enjoyed it.
Great.
Thank you.
Nothing.
Joanna?
I do have one item. Earlier this year, the Department of State had scheduled a passport day, and unfortunately that was canceled due to the possible government shutdown, but they have rescheduled the event for Saturday, September 17th, so we plan on being here at City Hall from 10 to 3 that day to help anybody who needs to come on the weekend to apply for their passports if their schedule doesn't allow them to come during the week. So we'll get information on the website, and hopefully we'll be very busy that day.
Okay, good. Bill?
Just a preview of the upcoming meetings. The next City Council meeting will be a study session on September 1st, and we'll be discussing the National League of Cities service line warranty program that's in partnership with the utility service partners with regard to a warranty program for the homeowner's responsibility when it comes to repairs to water and sewer service. And then secondly, we'll be reviewing a draft resolution that would allow for reimbursement, perhaps up to a certain amount, for damages that may result to a person's property or residence with regard to a sewer line backup or other incidences like that. On September 8th, the regular meeting, we will have an economic update, a financial update, the Al Thomas Park Playground Project, and a contract request for approval for Spangler Drive repair. If you remember, this was a result of the July 8th storm, and we received new bid prices on it, and we'll move ahead to bring that to council's for council action.
Okay. Anything else? Nope. Corey?
Nothing this evening.
Nothing. Okay. All right. Next on the agenda is public invited to be heard, 3 minutes per speaker. Comments shall be related to an item previously addressed by the council during this meeting. Anyone wish to approach council to speak up to 3 minutes?
Dallas Bridge, Ward 1 again. In city manager's administration memorandum that you have before you. The first paragraph, the CAB found that there was an ineffective method of reporting and verifying violations to authority on the weekend, and it was lacking. And that hasn't changed. His second paragraph, where he states there are adequate procedures and policies in place to address these types of occurrence within the current NSO staff schedule, which is correct. Everything's there. They're simply not being used. Now, you have just voted not to have code enforcement on the weekends. And yet you just passed a marijuana issue, part of our municipal code. I don't know how you're going to reconcile that. I am very mindful that charter says you will not tell the city manager how to run the city. you will give direction of where you want the city to go. It's up to the city manager to figure out a way to carry that out. There's still a conflict there, at least in my mind. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak to council for up to 3 minutes?
Dr. Sean Reif, D.C., Ward 1. In a free society like ours, leaders like myself can speak out in dissent of major policy issues. People who do not agree with me may nevertheless appreciate the frankness, the candor, and the keen insight in which I present my views. In regards to City Clerk Small's passport initiative, thank you, my 16-year-old was able to get her passport. It was the first step that allowed her to get a driver's permit and a bank account. In regards to active registered voters receiving mail ballots in the communication minutes as read, these liberals are from the far left and are doomed for failure and intent upon sucking the bank accounts dry and bringing down the Northland as we know it down with them. What happened in the Planning Commission, ex officio? That was the first meeting in 3 months. Shame on council for such major policy problems, the inefficient management processes. They can't continue because the taxpayers' money will quickly run out in the long run. The bleeding of the general fund, the CIP, the reserves, makes it difficult to turn an omelet back into a box of eggs. It's important for the public to understand the extent and to the scale of the damage that this Downing administration has brought on. In regards to Mr. Sean Corson's financial report last week, reported in the minutes as read, there should be cuts, and we should remind people at every opportunity. It is sad to think that these liberals are under the impression that everything is fine and dandy. You are out of touch. They spend not like drunken sailors, but drunken sailors out on their first night ashore with our money, and what do they have to show
for? You have 1 minute.
Thank you. It is clear that they should have been exercising spending restraint, and it is clear that they have failed to properly regulate our finances. In regards to roll call, absent, Councilwoman Pies, Councilwoman, aren't you you are conspicuous by your absence. Have you no pride?
Dr. Reif, you know there's no complaining on individual members of the council. That's the second time you've done it tonight. And if you want to maintain your privilege and the respect of the council, you need to follow the rule. Thank you.
Thank you. May I have my 1 minute?
You can.
Councilman, as a whole, you are conspicuous when you are absent. Have you no pride? Your behaviors of omission are unacceptable. Why are we supposed to sympathize with you? If you could look further than the end of your nose, you would see the need for these cuts. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to council? Seeing no one approach, we will adjourn, and then we will. I'd like to move into an executive session, so I need a motion. I will move for executive session. Do I need a second? Or I have a second? Okay. And this is to move into executive session pursuant to Section 4.5G of the City of Northland Home Rule Charter regarding 120th Avenue and Grant Street for the purpose of negotiations, and two, pursuant to Section 4.5A of the City of Northland Home Rule Charter regarding personnel matters. Discussion?
Could you read that again?
No. All right, please open the vote. Please vote.
So is the vote open?
It's down on the very bottom. Down there. No, up here. You got to move it down.
Down there?
Scroll it. Keep going.
There it is. You hit it for me.
All right. Close that vote, and the motion to adjourn to executive session passes unanimously.
Thank you. Are we just going across the hall?
Either way. Mm-hmm. There or upstairs?
How about upstairs? It's
probably upstairs.
Probably warmer. Cooler.
What, is it cold now?
I'm hot.